Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched Astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, TheAstrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. Well, there's a lot going on this week. You know, some weeks are busier than others, but this is one of those weeks where there's a lot going on. The big news of the week is the sun moving into Taurus on Wednesday, where it will be until May 20th. So I would like to dedicate this show to all you bulls out there, all you Taurians. This show is for you. I will be talking about what it is to be Taurus and what it means for all of us. So also on Thursday, we know that Mercury is still retrograde, the dreaded Mercury retrograde. It turned retrograde last Sunday the 9th, and it retrograded in Taurus, which has been challenging to say the least for many of us. So it continues its retrograde backwards into Aries on Thursday. So it will be retrograde in Aries until May 3rd. So we have until May 3rd and then Mercury turns direct. So anytime Mercury is retrograde, which happens three times a year, 3 weeks each time, this time it's in Aries. So it's like we want to, our mind will be functioning at top speed, but maybe things won't be moving as fast as we would like. And we want to quickly jump to the next thing, but the Mercury retrograde in Aries wants to hold us back. So patience is the key word for Mercury retrograde in Aries. Also on Thursday, we have Pluto turning retrograde. And it'll be retrograde until September 28th. And then on Friday, we have Mars moving into Gemini, where it will be until June 4th. So there's a lot of mental energy going on at the moment. We want to move ahead, but I think there might be times where we're going to be held back. So they're the headlines of tonight's show, but now first, let's look at the sun in Taurus. So the sun moves into Taurus on Wednesday, and during this time, it will be in Taurus through May 20th, then it will move into Gemini. So Taurus is the second sign of the zodiac, and its symbol is the bull. So, of course, like with anything that I talk about in each show, it's all about how this particular energy affects you personally, affects your natal chart. And if you haven't had your astrology chart done, or you've never seen it, or you've always wanted to see and look and relate to what I talk about each week on each night's show, go to my website and get a free chart wheel. And that's theastrologer.com/chartwheel. And then you can see where all your natal planets are or the planets were at the time of your birth, what signs they were in, because, of course, astrology is a whole lot more than a sun sign, but it's a great place to start. So back to that. So I'm moving into Taurus on Wednesday, where it will be until May 20th. And so with Taurus is a really sweet, mellow, chill energy. And if you think of its symbol, the ball, and I love using this example for Taurus, Taurus is all chill and placid and mellow and sweet and tranquil until you wave that red flag and then things change. So the other saying I have in my mind when I think of Taurus is bull in a china shop. So what that means is that if there's fragile stuff, sometimes it's hard for a big bull to tiptoe around things. But when the sun is in Taurus, we might find ourselves slowing down and taking time to enjoy life's simple pleasures. And so creature comforts become more of a priority when the sun is in Taurus. And Taurus is all about sensuality. It's like tuning into our senses. So it's very important that we're functioning on all cylinders when the sun is in Taurus and we're using all of our senses. Spending time in nature is really important and nurturing ourselves and slowing down a little bit. And with Mercury retrograde at this time, it will help our mind slow down or force us to sort of slow down. But with the sun in Taurus, a great activity to do during this time is gardening. Anytime I think of Taurus as well, I always think, you know, Taurus being an earth sign, just putting your hands in the dirt. Of course, not if it's raining, then it's mud, but putting your hands in the dirt at this time. Taurus is the sign of gardening. Many Taurians I know have a green thumb, not just sun sign, but moon signs or any strong placements of Taurus, these people are predisposed to gardening and being out in nature. I'm thinking of a Taurus couple that I know and they love camping. They love going outdoors and being in the wilderness, camping, taking their whole family along with them. So it's that sort of thing. Taurus is also one of the signs of money. So during the next few weeks, finances, money, being more security-minded and being having a practical focus around money and material possessions. That's what the influence of this transit does. It's a good time to strengthen our financial foundation. And, you know, if there's a time to make a major purchase, usually it's when the sun's in Taurus or any sort of Taurian influence. But, of course, Mercury's retrograde, and we've just had Venus come out of retrograde on Saturday. So we're still sort of in the shadow of Venus retrograde, so it's not a great time to make any major purchases at this time. Give it a few weeks when things settle down a little bit more. So also with Taurus, it's usually with starting a project, it might take a while just to sort of build up. But once you're in the thick of something with the influence of Taurus, it's really good to continue. Taurus is a fixed sign, which I'll talk about in just a moment. But it's a really good energy for continuing something, for seeing something through to the end. On the flip side of this Taurian energy, though, sometimes we can be a little bit lazy and maybe overindulgent. Taurus likes to spoil the ones they love, including themselves. And so just watch the tummy, watch the diet, because Taurus does like to indulge. And because it's ruled by Venus, might have a bit of a sweet tooth. So if you're a Taurus or you have a Taurian in your life, you might know that they do like their sweeties. Also with Taurus, They have a lot of stamina and persistence. Of course, that's being a fixed sign, but also if you think of their symbol of the bull, the bulls are very known very much for their stamina. And so also with Taurus, it's good during this time to just take one methodical step at a time. Try not to multitask or do too many things. Although that said, I did mention that action planet Mars moves into Gemini on Friday. So on one hand, the energy is about taking things one step at a time. And then on the other hand, it's like we want to multitask and juggle with Mars in Gemini. So that's just how it goes with astrology. It's not all the planets are aligning with the same energy. It really is a confluence of all different energies. And it's sort of like juggling all those different energies within ourselves. And this is just by transit. So when these energies, conflicting sometimes energies, interact with our own astrology natal charts, there's a lot to work out. There's a lot to get through. And yes, it can be contradictory. So this is a classic example. The Sun's moving into Taurus on Wednesday and then Mars, action planet Mars, moving into Gemini on Friday. And then you've got this definite mixed bag of energy, throw Mercury retrograde into the mix and the shadow of the Venus retrograde and Pluto turning retrograde on Thursday. I mean, it's complicated. It's complicated, and working through these different types of energies can be a little bit difficult, you know. Oh, here's the music for the break. So we're going to take a short break. After the break, I will continue with what it means to be Taurus. So stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold Holland on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news, Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week, and the headline of the week is the Sun moving into Taurus. Tonight's show is dedicated to all you bulls out there. And just before the break, I was talking about what it means to be Taurus, and I was smiling because there is a keyword that I always use for Taurus, and that is cuddly. I always think Taurian, cuddly. Don't ask me why. I do know why. I think it's just all the key word for Taurus is sensuality. The ruler of Taurus is Venus. Venus is affectionate. And Taurians Typically, they're tactile. Things need to be in black and white, really. So things need to be real when it comes to a Taurus. And also, the shadow side of Taurus is stubbornness. I don't know if I mentioned that before the break. I know if it's stamina and persistence, but stubborn. Stubborn is a key word of Taurus. So if you have a bull in your life, you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes Taurus has a tendency to get overly attached to one way of doing something, and they like their own point of view. And they're a fixed sign, which I'm going to cover in just a moment, but they're a fixed sign. So, you know, there's pros and cons to everything. So as I said, the ruling planet of Taurus is Venus. Venus rules Taurus and Libra, both very sweet signs, have very sweet, affectionate reputations in the zodiac. So Venus is all about pleasure. It's about bringing people together. Of course, it's the planet of love and romance, uniting people in harmony. So with Venus as the ruling planet of Taurus, when I'm describing Venus, then its influence filters down through its two signs of Taurus and Libra. So, you know, this planet, this sign is all about love and dating, friendships, partnerships, any sort of social gathering falls into the realm of Venus. Venus also rules finances. So how you treat yourself, your friends to a wonderful dinner out, you know, that sort of thing. If you're a Taurus has a reputation of a five-star restaurant. I know not every Taurus is doing that, of course, budgetary constraints, all that sort of stuff. But, you know, if there was an endless amount of bottom line, then five-star restaurants would be the way for this sign. Also romantic gifts, flowers, chocolates. Really, if Taurus has the budget, there is no expense spared at all. So it's about... Venus is also about all kinds of partnerships and, you know, asking yourself, are you comfortable with intimacy or just a little bit leery of getting too close? That will depend on what sign your Venus is in at the time of your birth. That flavours how you are in relationships. And, of course, within Venus's realm is also money. Are you good with money, cautious, conservative? And as I said, Taurus is one of the signs of the zodiac of money. It's the main sign. If you think of money and the zodiac, Taurus is the primary sign of finances. So typically, Taurians are very good with money. That's their reputation. I know there's always exceptions and other influences and flavours within someone's natal chart. Now, Taurus is an earth sign. The other earth signs are Virgo and Capricorn. And typically, signs of the same element are compatible. So and I'm going to cover compatibility as well in the show, Taurus compatibility. The Taurus is an earth sign, and earth signs are typically good with money, good money managers. So earth signs, if you think of the earth, because the other elements, we have fire, earth, air, and water. And so when you think of a sign and you think of its element, it's a really good, it's very good with helping to understand the characteristics of each of the signs to know what element they are. So if you think of the earth, as in earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, earth signs are quite steady, they're solid, they're dependable, they're good with money, finances. They like to lay solid foundations on which to build on. They're down to earth, they're practical, pragmatic. And often earth signs serve as the rock in their circle of family and friends. Of course, Taurus is no exception at all. And they're quite steady. And that's just not just emotionally, but really all round. Earth signs typically know how to work hard and apply themselves. Even when others are throwing their hands up in frustration, the Earth signs are very practical and they find solutions. And also, when I think of Earth signs, I think, especially Taurus, I think slow and steady wins the race. So they're willing to put their nose to the grindstone. I think when properly motivated and hint well paid, but jokes aside, Taurus is very hardworking usually. Can be very sentimental as well. So they get very attached to their people and their possessions. So that's Taurus as an earth sign. And then I said before that Taurus is a fixed sign as well. So Taurus is a fixed earth sign. And the other fixed signs, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. So fixed signs tend to resist change unless it's for a very good reason. So fixed signs are not flexible. They are just, they find it hard to change course. And I said before that Taurus was stubborn. The fixed signs are known to be stubborn because they get stuck on one way of doing something and then continue with it. It's not a bad thing, it's just the way that it is. Fixed signs don't like a lot of change. It makes them nervous, makes them irritable if there's too much change or it's happening too fast in their lives. They're not fond of like whimsical or wishy-washy. They're the opposite of that. So fixed signs just typically choose a course of action and stick with it. So, you know, as I said, it might come across as being stubborn or even conservative, you know, but there's real strength to that, sticking with something and seeing it through to the end. A lot of people have called that dedication and discipline. So that's an excellent trait to have, and Taurus has it in abundance. So they will see something through to the end. They won't abandon anything typically midstream. So that's why it's always good to have a Taurus on your team. They will see things through to the end. But what they might lack on the flip side of that is spontaneity, maybe creativity. But they're very committed. They have a lot of perseverance and stability. Now, Taurus compatibility. I want to whiz through this because there's a lot to talk about in tonight's show. But I want to cover the compatibility of Taurus with each of the zodiac signs. Now, the first one is Taurus and Aries. You two can strike a good balance. Because Taurus can stabilize Aries, and Aries can liven up complacent Taurus. But be careful, because when it's good, it's really good, but when it's bad, not so great. You'll probably hit it off in the beginning, but then grind to a halt when your opposing personalities turn into a clash of wills. Maybe you're better off as friends. Taurus and Taurus love compatibility. You two make a great match. You're looking for the same things, that's security, love, affection, and someone you can relate to in an easy, intimate way. You are both bull-headed, which works because you understand each other, including your weaknesses. But as I said, once the bull sets its mind to something, there's no stopping you, so just go for it. So together, two bulls together, you're destined for greatness. Taurus and Gemini love compatibility. You two can make this work if you have other shared planets in your chart, but otherwise, it might be hard to see what keeps you together. The attraction may be strong in the beginning, especially on Taurus' side. Gemini is exciting and flirty and promises lots of fun, but the bull's slow, steady approach to life will drive impractical Gemini crazy. Better to stay friends, perhaps. And just remember, with this compatibility, this is sun sign compatibility, but of course there are other other factors involved in a natal chart, and specifically incompatibility. So this is just sun sign. You're a Taurus and a Gemini, and you've been married for 50 years. It might be because you have a lot of other glue, things that are glue that make the relationship work. If you're a Taurus and a Cancer, this is an excellent match, and security is the key word here. Any sort of security, financial, emotional, you name it. Together, you've got this. And you make a cute, cozy couple. Intimacy and devotion come naturally to your relationship. Sensitive Cancer needs the kind of strength and that loyal Taurus can provide. And in return, give Taurus a deep emotional bond. So next we have Taurus and Leo, love compatibility. So Taurus and Leo, you have plenty of common ground. You are both fixed signs, which can mean you're incredibly stubborn, but your differences might create friction. Family is important to each of you, which can be a strong foundation for a relationship. But there might be too much clashing to make this work really well long term. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice. Next we have Taurus and Virgo, love compatibility. Well, you're both earth signs, and what I said before, signs of the same element are it's always a great foundation. So it means that you both have practical, sensual natures in common. So Virgo's sensuality is more reserved than Taurus, but Taurus can help draw out that side of Virgo. So whether you're friends or in love, you're compatible combination because you truly understand each other, because you're of the same element. Next, we have Taurus and Libra, love compatibility. You're both associated with Venus, so there's the commonality right there. Taurus and Libra are ruled by Venus, planet of love. So the connection here is love, beauty, harmony, and you'll feel drawn to each other because of that connection. You both appreciate the finer things in life. You love to indulge yourselves and each other and tend to be quite extravagant in your affection. Elegance and beauty mean a great deal to you and will define your bond. But be careful, the flip side of that is there could be some laziness there. On that note, we're going to take a break, so stay tuned, and I'll continue with Taurus compatibility straight after the break.
Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatesPR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exists within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from Spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to the Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about Taurus. Taurus the Bull, the second sign of the zodiac. This show is dedicated to all you Taurians out there. Just before the break, I was talking about Taurus compatibility. And now, if there was a drum roll, I could do the drum roll because I'm up to Taurus and Scorpio. Taurus and Scorpio love compatibility. These two signs are opposite in the zodiac, and there's always this rule about compatibility with opposite signs. Some are more intense than others, but the saying that I have for myself, anytime I see I'm doing a compatibility reading and I see opposite signs, when it's good, it's great, and when it's bad, it's fill in the blank, but in other words, not so great. So Taurus and Scorpio, probably one of the most intense compatibility connections of the zodiac. So when you two connect, it can be pretty X-rated, or it can be the wildest, worst tempest you're caught right in the middle of. But either way, it's pretty fundamental. Back to basics and elemental basics, Taurus is an earth sign, Scorpio is a water sign. So anytime you have an earth sign and a water sign, it's always compatible. And so together, Taurus and Scorpio make for a powerful force. You're both strong-willed, both fixed signs. And more than likely, you won't be able to resist power plays. But you will have a strong bond that's hard to break, but there will be some discord. Taurus and Sagittarius love compatibility. You're very different. Taurus wants stability and security, while Sag wants nothing more than freedom and independence. Taurus is concerned with making home a comfortable haven, while Taurus considers the wide, weird world to be home. An interesting combination, and you could learn a lot from each other. But what's learning got to do with love? Taurus and Capricorn love compatibility. You make a really great combination because you're both earth signs. Remember the rule there. Same element, great compatibility. In fact, you could be a power duo if you put your minds to it, which knowing Capricorn is already in the works. And you share the industrious, conservative natures, and your relationship will get better with age, but may focus on the material side of life, i.e. gorgeous home, plenty of money, expensive cars. Hey, what's not to like about that? But be sure to make room for emotional growth as well, and you'll have it made. Taurus and Aquarius love compatibility. Well, this should be interesting and a unique combination. You're both fixed signs, which means what you have in common are your stubborn, determined attitudes. But this could make for some interesting conversation or more than likely debate. But it could also lead to hurt or distrustful feelings. So that's an interesting mix. Let's just leave it at that. And then finally, Taurus and Pisces love compatibility. You two will enjoy a sweet, gentle connection right from the start. You make a great match as friends, lovers, or long-term partners. You're both highly romantic, and there's a wonderfully intuitive connection between you. You complement one another. Taurus, you can be Pisces rock, providing the practicality and common sense. And Pisces, you open up the ball to a world of dreams and possibility. Oh, ain't that sweet? Moving right along, back to the other headlines of the week. On Thursday, Mercury retrogrades back into Aries and will be retrograde until May 3rd. And then it will continue to move forward in Aries until May 15th. So during the period of Mercury retrograde in Aries, it's a time which will require a great deal of conscious effort on everyone's part with regard to our communication style and contentment with others. And as I said earlier in the show, with Mercury in Aries anyway, let alone retrograde, there will be a strong tendency to blurt things out or to be blunt in ways that are less than useful. So our perception of what other people say may be skewed by our overly eager and anxious desire for action. Patience, the key word with this transit. Many of us will be highly impatient to get things moving, and that translates to impulsive words that may cause quite a stir in others. Specifically, the cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. But one of the hardest yet most important feats to accomplish during this period is self-restraint, especially when feeling most passionate about a subject. Because we will create equally passionate responses, and some of them will be not so fun to deal with. So we need to make sure during this influence of Mercury retrograde in Aries that we say nothing that we'll regret later, especially words that are harsh and critical. Our words, because it is Mercury retrograde, our words are more likely to be misconstrued, even if we have good intentions. Or otherwise, we might misunderstand someone's comments. Could go either way. So one way to circumvent always with Mercury retrograde is to use neutral, non-threatening language. Try to stay on lighter subjects. Hey, the weather is always a good topic when Mercury is retrograde. Also on Thursday, Pluto is turning retrograde until September 28th. It's turning retrograde in Capricorn. It first moved into Capricorn in 2008. And the cycle of Pluto is unusual because it has a weird elliptical orbit around the sun. Astrologers still consider Pluto a planet, even though astronomers downgraded Pluto, forget what year that was, I think 2006. Astrologers did not downgrade. They still regarded Pluto as a planet, and rightly so. Pluto's mythology is Lord of the Underworld, and when I heard about the downgrading, I was a bit concerned, thinking, wow, it's not really good to downgrade Lord of the Underworld to a sub-planet or sub-optimal, whatever they classified it as. And recently, I heard it got upgraded again. I don't know what's going on, but regardless of what its status is amongst the astronomical community, astrologers still consider Pluto a planet. So its orb around the sun takes approximately 250 years. And if you think of our moon, that takes 28 days. So there's a huge difference. Pluto is the most powerful planet of all. It rules Scorpio, if that tells you anything. And it's retrograde about 45% of the time. So with Pluto turning retrograde on Thursday, it's not a huge deal, but it's still notable, particularly if it's retrograding on one of your planets and one of your inner planets. So if you haven't had your astrology chart done or it's not sitting there in front of you, go to my website, theastrologer.com/chartwheel, get your free chart wheel, and on there you will see if you have anything at 19 degrees. I know I'm getting a bit specific and technical, but if you have anything at 19 degrees, particularly in the cardinal signs, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, this Pluto turning retrograde will be affecting you. It's retrograding at 19 degrees Capricorn. So it's been a Capricorn since 2008. It will continue into, I forget the year, but I think it's like 2024, something like that. So Pluto does stay in a sign for many, many years. And because of the weird shape of the orbit around the sun, it can vary the amount of years it stays in a sign. So you have, say, Virgo, it'll be 12 years, but you have something like Leo, it was much longer. So it stays in different signs for different amounts of time. It's a very strange cycle. And that's probably why it did get downgraded, because it was too hard to, not too hard to track, that sounds wrong. It just didn't fit the usual mold of the planet, is probably the best way to say it. So with Pluto turning retrograde on Thursday, and if it does affect one of your planets within the degree of 90 degrees Capricorn, so it's characterized by sometimes a loss. It is Lord of the Underworld. The myth of Pluto is Pluto comes and he takes... Persephone, the daughter of Ceres. Ceres is the goddess of agriculture. He takes the daughter down into the underworld, and then they work out a compromise where he keeps her there for half the year, and then she goes back up to her mother for the other half of the year, and that's when the crops come about. So we're going to take a short break. After the break, I will continue with this week's planets, so stay tuned.
Your soul with waves of consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to the Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. The news of the week is the sun moving into Taurus on Wednesday, where it will be until June 20th. And on Friday, we have Mars, action planet Mars, warrior Mars, moving into Gemini, where it will be until June 4th. So under this influence, which is very different to the sun in Taurus, because Gemini is very much a cerebral sign, very versatile, very quick, gets bored easily, many of us might find ourselves high strung, there's a lot of nervous energy around this influence. We might have trouble sitting still for long periods of time, which is interesting because I just talked about the sun in Taurus, which was the complete opposite. It was more about being steady, practical, grounded, And then you have this conflicting, as it seems, energy where Mars is an action planet, and so we're going to get bored and we're going to be wanting to move around a lot. So it's interesting with these two types of energies, you know, Taurus, Gemini sit next to each other in the zodiac. So how this plays out will be dependent, of course, on where these planets sit or these signs sit in your chart. A great outlet for both these energies is regular exercise, which of course it is anyway, but during this time it'll be a great outlet for all your physical pent-up energy. Keep balance and coordination in top form, and any sort of sport that requires some sort of dexterity will be good, because Gemini is the sign of the twins and it represents duality. So sort of we're going to be juggling a lot when Mars is in Gemini. Also, I said Gemini is a cerebral sign, so we'll be speaking at a fast pace. And conversation is going to be really important, and information. What's not so good with this energy is making up your mind, because you'll be able to see, you know, two sides of everything, at least two sides. But flexibility is another key word of Mars in Gemini, and being adaptable, being flexible, being sociable, and then meeting new people, going to new places. It's all about variety. Okay, let's take a look at the other aspects of the week. So on Sunday, yesterday, we had Venus in Pisces, sextiling Mars in Taurus. That's a really, really nice energy. Great for romance, great for relationships, socialization. It's a flowing energy. It's a good energy too for parties, any sort of impromptu social events. It's about taking some time off from the daily grind, although I did say this energy was yesterday, so it's winding down today. You know, many of us will be feeling friendly, affectionate, assertive, but not really aggressive at all. People are usually in a good mood when Venus is love, Mars passion, love and passion coming together in a really nice sextile. On Monday, today, Sun is forming a trine to Saturn. That's great. Trine is a great aspect. It's when two or more planets are 120 degrees. Approximately apart. The Sun is in Aries, Saturn is in Sagittarius. So lots of action and things getting done. It's a time when their professional advancement is very likely. And then a lot of hard work can be accomplished with discipline and focus. Also with this energy, we can rise to meet the challenge with confidence, and we can work beyond our usual limits toward a practical objective, both about practicality. It's about practical goals, it's about buckling down, making solid progress. Oh, and long-term is another key word, because it's Saturn. Saturn is about long-term. Great. This is a great professional influence. On Wednesday, we have the Sun forming a conjunction to Mercury. So any sort of mental activity is favoured now, and particularly Mars moving into Gemini on Friday, we'll be able to express ourselves clearly, and we're good listeners, sort of. we might be overly rational, this is not so much emotional with this sort of energy, but it's an excellent time for writing of all sorts, journaling, writing article stories, fiction, non-fiction, books, blogs, letters, correspondence. And yes, Mercury is retrograde. There's always something. Mercury is a retrograde. So it's good to redo something or research, or something from the past might crop up. So this is a good energy. Friday, we have Venus square Saturn. So I don't really like this aspect. Venus square Saturn. Venus at least is not retrograde. So this is a bit of sorrow. I feel sorrow when I look at this aspect, Venus square Saturn. So sorrow may cloud our perceptions. Some of us might be feeling anxious or pessimistic, but the good news is it's a short-term influence. It's very quick and fleeting, but it can be difficult with relationships. Maybe feelings of inadequacy or isolation can trouble some of us. But it is temporary. So let's try not to be overcritical to one another with this influence. And take care with money. Try not to make any major purchases with this influence. Anytime I see Venus square Saturn, I know it's not going to go so well when it comes to contracts of any type, and particularly because it is Mercury retrograde on top of that. Anyway, now moving right along, your weekly horoscope. If you're an Aries, you'll excel in any kind of exam, competition, or public speaking now as your confidence grows, and your ability to make a good impression soars. It's an excellent time for learning a new skill or applying for a new job. If you're a Taurus, deal with tedious but necessary paperwork this week. Make sure you're getting a good deal on all your financial products and look into insurance, pensions, or investments as appropriate, with expert advice, of course. If you're a Gemini, Mars brings you a huge burst of energy and enthusiasm. It's time to shine, so step into the limelight at work or be brave in your personal life. The only regrets you'll have this week are about the chances you didn't take. If you're a Cancer, fire up your imagination by spending time out of doors or under the stars. If you like to write, draw, or paint, this is an inspirational vibe. Even if you think you're not very creative, your best ideas will come when you allow your mind to wander. If you're a Leo, time on your hands, perhaps. Get active and involved in your local community by volunteering in some capacity. An increased interest in politics could make you more argumentative than normal, but at least your passion is heartfelt and genuine. If you're a Virgo, if you feel that someone is judging you, you may react aggressively this week. Try to remain calm and remember that the only judgment which really counts is your own. Curb restlessness with plenty of fresh air and exercise. If you're a Libra, passion, intrigue, and drama turn up the temperature in your love life. But don't play with fire if you don't want to risk being burned. Decisions made in the heart of the moment will prove to be very significant for your future, so choose wisely. If you're a Scorpio, wear your heart on your sleeve for a while and see how it feels. Not having to hide your emotions comes as a welcome relief now, and you may also find the courage to tell someone how you really feel about them, for better or worse. If you're a Sagittarius, getting organized is a good use of this week's energy. Clear your desk, clean out your closets, and declutter your mind. Focus on what you want to achieve over the coming months, and make a step-by-step plan to get you from A to B. If you're a Capricorn, this week should be a lot of fun for you, with plenty of opportunities to live, love, and laugh. Dancing and music bring you a lot of joy, but watch out for too much alcohol, which will impair your decision-making process considerably. If you're an Aquarius, working on home improvement projects should be productive now. But take care with DIY tools and take appropriate safety precautions. Feuding relatives may work themselves into a frenzy, but you can stay above the fray by remaining neutral. And finally, if you're a sweet Pisces, say what you mean, but try to be diplomatic about it. Your sharp tongue could easily wound others this week, and there's no need to be unnecessary. Necessarily cruel. Find a way to soften the blow if you have to give someone bad news. And your sign is definitely the best sign to be doing something like that. You are a big softy typically. So this week, the headlines are Sun moving into Taurus on Wednesday, where it will be until May 20th. And then the other headlines are Mercury retrograding back into Aries on Thursday, where it can continue to retrograde until May 3rd. Also on Thursday, Lord of the Underworld Pluto turns retrograde, where it will be through the end of September. And then on Friday, Mars moves into Gemini, where it will stay until June 4th. So there's a lot of mixed energy this week, a lot of stuff going on. On Saturday, we just had Venus turn direct, where it had been retrograde since March 4th. So Venus, we've just come out of a Venus retrograde period. Venus is the planet, the love planet, and it is retrograde, it turns retrograde the least out of all the planets. So we can breathe a sigh of relief. Hang on in there, we still have Mercury retrograde, but it's getting better. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to tune in to next week's show to find out about the planets next week. This is The Astrology Show. I'm your host, Kelly Fox.